Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death among young people in the U.S. Last year, there were more than 1.6 million crashes involving drivers aged 16 to 20. 5,000 people in that age group lost their lives. The reason for most of those crashes? Driver inexperience. With fewer and fewer schools offering driver's ed these days, many concerned parents are turning to private businesses for help in preparing young people to face the roads. Joshua Leves reports.
One evening each week, about 20 teenagers get together at a small office building in Duluth, Georgia, a suburb northeast of Atlanta. They sit in a classroom where an instructor teaches them about traffic laws and other driving basics, and one at a time, students step into a separate room where a virtual reality machine puts their driving skills to the test.
These instructions will give you advance warning for turns and other maneuvers you must complete during the drive. Do not make any turns or change direction during your drive without instructions.
The driving simulator has a seat, ignition, steering wheel, foot pedals, a complete dashboard, and three screens that create a 270-degree view, the same size view you get in a car. The instructor tonight is Rod Paris. He chooses one of several hundred routes for each student to virtually drive. 16-year-old Trisha Andrews gets ready.
Okie dokie.
You ready to try it?
Let's try it.
Okay.
Tell
Go ahead
and
start the engine.
Wrong.
Go ahead and put it in park.
Oh.
Start the engine up. Okay. I'll tell you when to go.
Andrews has to navigate a series of computerized poles and orange cones set up in what looks like a big empty parking lot.
So I messed up.
Andrews crashed into three cones, but overall, she's doing relatively well. Instructor Paris steps over to a computer that controls the simulator, hits a few keys, and up comes the image of an expressway. After about a minute, Paris decides to make another car swerve in front of Andrews.
I've clicked on this sign right here. It's a Bronco, and I've stopped it, and it should be in her lane to see how she reacts to it.
Very good reaction. Okay? Don't worry about that car.
Paris can make it rain or snow, even give her a flat tire. The chief instructor here, Tim Roberts, says the simulator teaches kids real situations in a safe environment.
We can teach them and train them in the way to do it the right way. When they get into the real-world car, they can understand it and it'll actually know what the feeling will be like. It's actually a little harder in simulation than it is in real-time drive.
This driver's ed course is run by a company called Safe Drive Technologies. It was created in Pittsburgh in 1999 and quickly attracted enough business to open new branches. The course also includes 6 hours of driving an actual car, enough to meet the state's minimum requirement for a driver's ed course. The total cost, $695. Parents like Betty Andrews, mother of Trisha, are coming up with the money.
It's definitely worth the sacrifice, the monetary sacrifice. I've lost too many friends, children.
Her daughter's private high school just dropped driver's ed this year. Andrew says the school could no longer afford the cars, instructors, and liability insurance. Nationwide, many schools have given up driver's ed, and many businesses that sell driver education are seeing their sales rise, even in the current economy. In California, a company called Penn School runs a course over the internet that teaches some basics. The company's owner, Gina Gates, says a couple of years ago, they had just a few thousand customers.
This year, I think we will have about 10 to 12,000 students in our program.
Penn School and other companies also sell materials to parents to help them teach their kids. That's an option many parents nationwide are going for. But some, like Betty Andrews, believe that's not enough for teens.
They hear other people sometimes better, you know, than their parents. It's not like, oh, mom's just going off the deep end. It's somebody else is concerned about this, too.
Okay. Lock your doors. Check your mirrors.
Just outside the driving school in Duluth, 16-year-old Randy Cook is taking a short drive with her instructor, Carol Barron.
You know, I don't care if the guy behind you is laying on the horn and telling you to move out. You are the one that's going to be out in that intersection.
Yeah.
So, you know, the heck with him, and you scan it, you make sure it's okay, you take your time.
Cook has practiced driving on the virtual reality simulator as well. She says all her training is paying off.
I didn't think it was going to, and I was just like, whatever, you know, I'll do it. But it really did. Like, one time we were in the simulation, and this car started backing up, and I had no idea what to do. And like a week later, someone did that to me, and I knew what to do because I had done like the simulation. It was really cool. I was like, wow, really glad I did that.
The teens in this program want to be safe drivers. They know the statistics, that drivers under the age of 20 make up 7% of the nation's driving population, but they're involved in 14% of fatal crashes. Half the kids taking the course in Duluth know teens who have died in crashes. 16-year-old Marla Collins lost a classmate over the summer and knows someone else who was paralyzed just a couple of weeks ago. So when her mom wanted her to take driver's ed, Collins did not argue.
My mom doesn't want me to die. That's about it.
What do you want?
I want my license. So I'm here.
Given the crash statistics, some students are reluctant to drive and need driver's ed to gain confidence. 16-year-old Christopher Taylor.
For the most part, driving scares me. It's just 2,000-pound vehicle, so dangerous that I've got to learn how to drive it right. It just scares me.
Taylor, like the other students here, comes from a family that can afford private instruction, but many families can't. Across the country, some people are pushing for public schools to bring back driver's ed. Among them are parents who have lost children. Irv Schlossberg, a state legislator in Florida, lost a daughter 6 years ago. In recent years, he's met with school leaders statewide to talk about driver's education. He says even in the districts that still have driver's ed, the courses are sometimes dismal.
A perfect example, in Palm Beach County, up until I started beefing, we were using books from 1977.
Schlossberg created legislation that he's naming after his daughter. The Dory Schlossberg Driver Education Act would add a $3 surcharge to every traffic ticket.
And the $3 is going to go specifically for driver education.
Other state and local lawmakers across the country are pushing plans to restore and improve driver's ed. But some researchers warn against putting too much emphasis on these programs. Dr. Gene Shope is a senior research scientist with the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute.
There have been studies that looked at crashes following driver's education, and it's hard to demonstrate that driver's education has reduced the crashes that are on record.
More important, she says, are seatbelt laws and graduated licensing, which makes teens wait months or a year before they can drive at night or with a young passenger. She says driver's ed alone is not proven to change driving behavior.
It's necessary, but not necessarily sufficient because of all these other factors that driver's education can't very well address.
Factors like substance abuse, lack of parental supervision, and risk-taking in general, all of which contribute to teen crashes. Shope says parents shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that because their kids have had driver's ed, they'll automatically be safe drivers. Students say they believe driver's ed has made them better drivers, and they want driver's ed to be not only back in schools, but mandatory. Many, like Marla Collins, have friends they're worried about.
They'd like crazy. Like, they just go like 80 on a 45 and do turns. Ugh, it's ridiculous. Because they're teenagers. That's what we do, but not what smart ones do.
For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Duluth, Georgia.